Earlier this year, Haynes foresters Greg Palmieri and Roy Josephson were told that they were at risk of losing the jobs they had devoted decades of their lives to. A huge budget deficit prompted the Alaska legislature to zero out funding for the Haynes State Forestry Office. After an outcry from Haynes residents and financial wrangling, the Department of Natural Resources Forestry Division was able to fund one 10-month forester. In July, Josephson lost his job and Palmieri stayed on in the 10-month position.
It's a day-to-day thing. You know, I have some good days and some bad days, I guess. I try to stay focused on the things that are important in my life.
For 20 years, Palmieri's job as a forester has been more than just a job. So the uncertainty that has come from the latest round of budget cuts has been difficult. He's attached to his work and to the long-term impacts that management of the forest will have on residents. But those calculations didn't seem to play a role in the state's decision to shutter the local forestry office.
Some of the justification the legislators put forth was based on monetary returns. You know, how much money does this office generate to support the staff and the operations here? And that kind of question is simple when you just look at the number.
Palmieri says there are not enough timber sales in the Haynes State Forest to pay for two local forester positions.
From my perspective, I've always felt like we do service to the community and the state that goes beyond the dollar that we return to the state.
Back in the spring, when the legislature was deciding where to cut expenses, Palmieri says he tried to make it clear to his supervisors and the DNR commissioner that the Haynes Forestry Office plays an important role. But it was the response from the community that struck him and his superiors.
They heard more from the people of the community of Haynes than any other community in the state of Alaska. And that meant a lot to me, you know. And so I thought that was just really, a big thing. So, yeah, it was very moving to me, obviously.
Palmieri says in the past 2 months since the office downsized, he's tried to figure out how to prioritize.
I have to have the ability to have pride in the job that I do, and to let some things go is difficult. To let things fall down around you and have the public lose services as a result of that is not part of something I could accept.
One public service that could be impacted is access to roads in the state forest. The State Forestry Division is in charge of maintaining 65 miles of harvest roads. Residents use the roads for recreation and subsistence activities. Tour operators like heli skiing companies use the roads for business. But Palmieri says his budget for road maintenance is gone, and his time is more limited. He says some of the roads will have to close. He says local loggers could also be affected by the reduced budget and staff in the Haynes office. He says in the past dozen years, all of the timber sales in the Haynes State Forest have gone to local operators. If those operators want to harvest timber in November, December, and January, it won't be simple. Right now, Palmieri has been told that his position will not be funded for those 3 months. The limits on road maintenance and timber sale availability stymie people's access, which Palmieri is not happy about.
It is a resource that belongs to the people, and they should have the ability to access it.
People's ability to access the forest could become even more limited because Palmieri's 10-month job does not have stable funding. DNR's deputy commissioner said during a recent visit to Haynes that they are likely to get more state funding cuts in the next legislative session. Palmieri hopes he can stay and continue managing the forest in a way that will make it a viable resource for future generations.
And that's the thing about my job. The Division of Forestry is just an agency that I work for, but I chose to work for the state of Alaska because I wanted to work for the people and helping manage those resources. And I always wanted to do that ever since I studied forestry here in Alaska. That was where I wanted to go because I don't think I could have done the kind of work that we have done over the last 20 years anywhere else. It's really unique to have this opportunity.
Reporting in Haynes, I'm Emily Files.